And I'm Randy Berger.
Great news for Barnet Star Station this week is the remainder of the infected zombies have been cleaned up from the station. Regulars from the Thargoid and Fertilands cleared a path to the command center and rescued Station Commander Sarah Churchill, who was then able to get the station systems functional. After jettisoning all undead into space, concerns were raised that these corpses could survive until they found a new home. Fortunately, pilots stranded around the stations performed an amazing cleanup operation, blasting all of the jettisoned zombies. All recently bitten and infected survivors have been given strong doses of the waggles, and by as early as next week, the station is expected to return to business as usual. The cost of the zombie infestation is expected to run into 4 to 5 million credits and has claimed near 800 lives. Reverend Fill Your Kid Up will hold a service on Sunday to celebrate the survivors and remember the falling.
The 669th annual Elite Meet is taking place in Manchester Village on Birmingham World this weekend. The Galactic Butchery Exhibition, which sees the finest meats of all descriptions arriving in all corners of the galaxy. This year's competition will be hosted by Commanders Alan and Gray. The exhibition will feature many guests and judges, all who will be going to compare their meats, fondle their sausages, choke their chickens. But the one competition that every attendee wants to win is the now legendary Beat Your Meat, the Blind Taste Challenge. The contestants' meats are placed in the mouths of the judges, who are asked to award points based on taste, texture, and originality. And so many different meats on display. We'll go over to a field reporter there, and some fucker.
The whole thing was in my mouth. Yes. Well, votes are in and being counted. Gray had put forward a 12-inch buckwurst sausage featuring extract of leasty lentils, rumored to be a fierce contender to win the prize, and certainly at 12 inches, this would be my tip. But we all know what happens when judges get a taste of leasty lentils. One teaspoon too much, and who knows which personality will be finishing the judging. Alien offered up some good old-fashioned barbecue rump, tender and juicy. Commander Void had a lovely meatloaf cake in the shape of a cobra, while First Technician Forrester showed us his 2-inch chipolata, before being asked to leave by security. Simon's Simply Slave Sausage has been banned from this year's competition due to the ongoing legal case. And now I have the great honor of announcing the winner by reading out the final vote from the ceremonial mincer. And in first place, Lonnie Jacobs!
We seem to have lost him there. It's Help the Aged Week on Barnet Star Station today, with residents and visitors being encouraged to assist their fellow oldie commanders. Some of the events running are Wagger's Universe, where you can assist Commander Drew in producing a complete 100 billion star map of the galaxy with pinpoint accuracy, and in return, Commander Drew will give you your own personal signed Cheers Drew card. The Stroudberry Mathematics Accounting and Counting Company, or SMAC as they are commonly known, are willing to smack up your grandparents and other relatives where their counting is easy as 1, 2, 5. With Commander Stroud taking attendees through a budgeting on a pension and how to produce a spreadsheet and bankruptcy, what we've learned in our last 200 cases. There will be a workshop on stairlift safety and how to safely pull somebody off when at the end of the ride. Maybe you can pull one or two off yourself just for your own satisfaction. There will also be a display from the Barnet Star Space Cadet Force where Major Woody will be showing off his privates. An ice cream parlor where you can lick the nuts off a large Neapolitan, and later our very own Chesty will be offering you some delicious food in the dining room, and then liquor out in the balcony. And what better...
Well, don't forget that bar, though.
And what better way to finish the day than with a lovely relaxing sing-along with Susan Boyles. Susan will teach the tone-deaf to sing, as well as offering the more frisky elders tips from her latest movie, Boyle Banger. Please ensure all dangers are secure prior to attending. Pizza is provided for a small extra fee.
A large quantity of ginger beard here has been found clogging up the drains on board Barnard Station this week. What started out as a message from the pirate Gingerbeard has led to a number of the station's gingers shaving off their beards. The drains of Barnard Station have become so blocked that people have been unable to flush their toilets, drain their baths the past few days, leaving residents of Barnard Star Retirement Home, Wheeler's Keelers, in great distress after their annual curried sprout spectacular meal. However, Dean Gilbury, the station's beautician, has said he has perfected a technique that could achieve numerous shavings without causing damage to the station's drains. The solution he is offering is waxing the beards. He said, "I lay ribbons of sticky wax paper on and then let them dry. Then I rip the paper strips and wax off repeatedly. There is nothing like a good wax." Station officials state the drains are predicted to return to full working condition soon.
More problems with my anus this week. More problems with my anus this week as thousands of customers return their faulty Cobras, which has led to large queues around my anus's servicing stations. Customers are having to wait up to 48 hours just to see someone from my anus, and this is before they begin probing around. The leaky valve problem has impacted more ships than my anus can handle, and are now hiring extra staff to deal with the backlog, which is hindering my anus. Roger my anus, the head of my anus, has released this statement. "We apologize for the delay in getting parts into my anus, while every effort is being made to reduce waiting time to get into my anus. We acknowledge that some people will struggle with my anus for a few weeks. We can assure them that they will get into my anus eventually. The latest problems have caused my anus to drop on the stock markets, with most investors choosing ride my ass instead. Finn Rogers' son and head of servicing has vowed to put all efforts into resolving the issues with my anus. Finn, who recently married wealthy billionaire Diane Gurr, was deeply concerned and upset by recent events. We are diverting all resources to resolve these ongoing issues, and rest assured we will not stop until my anus has a clean bill of health." That was Finger My Anus at a press conference this morning. That was Finger My Anus at a press conference this morning.
Yamasroud have brought out a new addition to their ship sound system, the device that has long allowed pilots to hear each other's scream in space now comes with 360-to-1 surround sound with a speaker at every degree. The 7-inch module replaces the 5-inch module with bigger, fatter and rounder sounds. With cues going around many spaceports trying to get a hold of these new system, pilots are whipping out the 5 inches and sticking in larger 7 inches into their slots. The new systems come with few teething problems, but one pilot was shooting at a pirate when he heard a cow mooing coming from the speakers whilst hits. Thanks for the prompt there, Haley. While hits on his own chest sounded like a man banging two coconuts together. This is apparently due to a miscalculation in the sound bank numbering system, and a patch is set to be released within the next few days.
And now it's me, Mike Coxmills, proudly delivering for BS Sports. It has been another exciting day's play in the Galaxy League as Barnard Star rack up the goals. Barnard Star won their match against Leif comfortably 4-0, all goals scored by a rampant Noxious Arse. BS Sports must ask, can anyone stop Noxious Arse? Certainly the Leif defense could do nothing before his relentless shots. Yes, Noxious Arse is on fire at the moment. He is certainly going to be the target of many clubs in the transfer window. That's right, everyone will be after a piece of your sauce this winter. Ida Cassiopeia managed the biggest shock of the day, holding Diesel to the draw. The Eda goalkeeper, Hugh Dildo, was in fine form, flinging himself at all angles to stop the Dizo onslaught. Every time they tried to push one in, Dildo pushed back harder. Dizo brought in Wayne Kerr as a loan deal to help shake up the attack. But despite holding most of the ball play, Dizo just couldn't find a way through a truly energized Dildo. The final score. Eda Cassiopeia Caledonian Cabers 1, Dizo Divos 1. Ross 128 welcomed back star player Kirk Wellhard in the Bollocks to their defensive line this week. And he managed to play for 60 minutes before being sent off for inserting a corner flag into a linesman. Kirk had taken some offense to a ball that was awarded to corner when it appeared no player had touched it. Kirk then ran up to the linesman, argued for 2 minutes before Kirk ripped up the corner flag and screamed, "I'm bleeping going to bleeping insert this bleeping thing up your bleep and shove you back into the bleeping ground and maybe then you can see who bleeping touched the bleeping bleeping ball." A kerfuffle then ensued. The GIFA have said this is not the sort of behavior that belongs on a Galaxy League pitch and have upheld a 2-game suspension. This means that Kirk and DeBollocks will be back for the team's vital game against Barnard Star. Final score, Ross 128-2, Requa Planet 0. And the full classified results for Week 9 are as follows. Barnard Star Barnacles 4, Lave Sidewinder 0. Eda Cassiopeia Caledonian Cabers 1, Dizo Divas 1. Leasty Drone 0, Sirius Cowdogs 2. Ross 128-2, Requa Planet 0. Strawberry Asteroid 0, Achenar Imperials 3, Slough Rangers 1, Real Zenonce 4, Sol United 3, Prism Gladiators 1, VacWest Empire 1, Caster Comrades 0. And now it's time to hand things over to Heidi Salami with what's set up to be another fantastic race at the G1 Championships. Heidi!
Yes, thank you, Mike Cocksmells. Welcome to an extremely bright, sunny day here in Farmer Holt. All three of the suns blazing away here, and after last week's astonishing win by rookie driver Howie Feltersnatch, it looks like this is going to be another fantastic season.
Absolutely, Heidi. I was watching Diggs closely in the last race. I'm sure, like me, we're all very impressed with Diggs. A few changes I noticed this week.
Sorry.
Yeah, fondling my balls. Bringing a new cockpit design that was delayed for the first race. And right my ass have installed a new gearbox which should make for better top speeds. Also, after yesterday's poor performance in practice, the mechanics have spent most of the night fiddling with my anus, which is just tries to squeeze out a little bit more out for today's race.
Farmer Holt, of course, one of the faster tracks on the circuit, and yesterday's qualifying certainly showed us that. Jenny Taylor taking Dick Daly in the final session to grab the pole. Foxy Dwell to secure third, and Dick's qualifying fifth after some problems with his shift. Making the starting line up as Taylor, Daly, Fock, Felterstache and Dix. I have to say, I like the look of Dix.
Well, I fancy genitalia and the beef house and to be quite quick around this circuit. Fucked if I know can't be ruled out. It reminds me of the 2085 season where I took pole position by the narrowest of margins. Ronnie Cockstip told me that I'd go out there and fly like the wind.
Wasn't that the qualifying where you got pole because you'd eaten a whole bowl of curried sprouts and needed the bathroom so badly you smashed the lap record by 20 seconds? A record, I might add, that stands to this day. As we watch the drivers now and the engines are revving, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blue lights and it's fly, 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 fly. Oh my goodness me. Inner Karma has stalled on the line and her butt smells go straight back into the back of her. Karma looks hurt down there and McCocking her all over the back end.
Well, the drivers are going to have to be careful as they come round with all that debris from McCocking her. Meanwhile, it's Jenny Taylor from Dick Daly, Fook, Feldersnatch and Deeks making the front five. Making the front five separated by just 2 seconds.
And unless my eyes deceive me, that's Isaac Cox holding up Jablomi's Dick Daly. And my eyes do deceive me, that's John Arrier. John Arrier in the top 10 in the 11th position. Oh my goodness, that's Vonda Dix taking Fanta Snatch underneath there and just rubbing the tip of his ship. Fanta Snatch doesn't look happy with Dix there, but Dix moves up into fourth place with only 15 laps remaining here.
Well, Snatch obviously got rubbed up the wrong way there by Dix. But it looks like the race marshals missed that one. Oh, and Dix is now right out behind Fook now as they speed through the bank chicane. We've had word that Inner Karma has been taken to hospital unconscious after the accident at the start.
And the drivers come into the pits for the final time. Cole Ostermy is in first in the Myanus. Oh, and will you just look at that? The fuel goes all over Myanus's pit there. And Cole Ostermy is on fire. I don't think he's noticed as he pulls out of the fire, still being fueled by the exhaust there. And oh my goodness gracious, Myanus has exploded!
Well, would you look at that? I think Colostomy hit the escape pod. That was good reactions from Cole, just to hit the button in time and shoot himself after the exploding Myanus right there. Well, it's extraordinary. We can only hope Colostomy didn't suffer any injuries there.
Well, the debris over the pit lane is making for some interesting stops. Dix in and out safely and is ahead. Yes, Dix is lapped in the second place car with the fourth place car and is now into third. He's only just shy of Dick Daly now. And Jenny Taylor is in the lead still. A few retirements now. Butch Cox is out after his gearbox failed. Tina Tits out. And Dick Scott Wood has pulled off.
Tina Tits was looking really good in fifth place there. A word from the pits is that she had a problem with her pitch and yaw and was jiggling around in the corners. She decided to pull out rather than risk an accident. Reminds me of the time I had to pull out to the 2085 season due to a loose nut.
That nut flew into the engine of the racer behind and caused a three-ship pile-up. I remember, I was there when I said it. Jenny Taylor is in the lead from Dick Daly. Oh, and Dick Daly shoves Jenny Taylor there. Oh, well, did you ever? I mean, just take a moment here. Jenny Taylor was smashed by Dick Daly right into the grandstand there. And as you can see with your ears, Dick Daly has been penalised. He's going to have to pull into the pits for a stop-start penalty.
Well, that was a blatant ram in the rear of Jenny Taylor there. Dick Daly should have been able to stop himself there easily, but sent Jenny Taylor spinning into the Grand Sanya, so the lead now goes to Fonda Dix. And would you believe it, Harry set the testes in the Cockiners in sixth place, and they'll be partnering tonight if they can hold on to that result.
And it's Dix in front, Fock in second, and Feltersnatch third, who are 2 laps behind Justin Yermuth, Lade Daygarten in fourth and fifth. And this race looks like it's settled as they come into the final corner and across the line. And Dix, the old-timer from Barnard Star, Dix has done it and won the Formalhead Grand Prix. And what another fantastic day's racing here. And now Mike Coxmells with the final results.
Wow, what an exciting G1 race that was. The final standings are as follows. Fonda Dix, 10 points. Holly Fock, 6 points. Howie Feltersnatch, 4 points. Just In Your Mouth, 3 points. Lady Garden, 2 points. Harry Setatestes, 1 point. Dix now pointedly leads the Drivers' Championship on 16 points, ahead of Howie Feltersnatch at number 2. Fuck Defino maintains its grip on the Constructors at 20 points, with Craven Moorhead right behind them on 17. That's all from me, Mike Coxmells, back to you, Teddy.
And before we go over to the weather, we have a letter, and it comes from a Mr. Illuminti. It reads, "Dear Chesty, I'm sorry to see you're having trouble with traffic up your back roads. Maybe if I come around, maybe I can show you the different ways I could take you around the back. Yours always, Illuminti."
I'm perfectly happy with the traffic around my backways at the moment. Let's get on with the weather. And it's that time of year again when we see frequent fog banks in the morning, and this week we will see some of the thickest fog for some time. The dense orange fog on Birmingham World, sometimes known as a carrot super, has already led to one accident and closed off the B6924 when a ship carrying Janks rammed into the rear of an Asp carrying Barnard Star Brewery's finest ales. One old timer has been spotted at the site of the accident trying to clean up the spill using only his tongue. And when he's finished with that, right girls? Anyway, The zombie infestation on board Barnard Station has led to some difficult flying conditions in the system, with many pilots complaining of being hit by nearby supersonic body parts that have been flushed away by the ongoing battle on Barnard Station. The G6I has been so inundated with body parts that ploughships from other systems are being brought in to help clear the intergalactic highway clear. The biggest problem seems to be around the exit for Barnard Station and the Birmingham World exit, and pilots are being warned that not all the zombies are lifeless and to keep windows and doors shut as they navigate this section. Station security advised that pilots with armed ships should pay particular attention to targets and blast the heads off any floating corpses, destroy the brains and death remains is the station mantra this week. I once dated someone who was dead from the waist down with a serious calcium deficiency. It wasn't a hard breakup. I used to date a burglar after that until he smashed my back doors in. Anyway, it's high winds forecast for next week, with the annual chili eating competition set to take place in Birmingham World next week. So wrap up warm and remember your Vaseline to avoid chaps' lips. I was a world chili eating champion 5 years ago. I remember going to bed and spending the whole night blowing off my boyfriend. Anyway, back to Randy in the studio.
Thanks, Chesty. And that's all from BS News.
I'm Ted Arad.
And I'm Randy Berger.
Good night.